Welcome to America Weekend. America Weekend. Feelings today. This is the ever feelingful Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, all here working for the betterment of mankind. Tell me whether you think this is aimed at the betterment of mankind. There is a federal judge in North Carolina who yesterday upheld the voter identification law, which requires voters to present at least one form of documentation. A lot of civil rights groups and people that are usually on the other side of this say it unfairly targets minorities. And whether this is important, North Carolina is kind of a swing state in a way. So it helps because we still have a corrupt presidential election system. The issue was the new law blocking protections for gay people, limiting transgender people's bathroom access. There were protests about these two things yesterday in the state capitol, the voter identification law and the law blocking protections for gay people. I have made myself very clear as to how I feel about the transgender issue, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. I just think that it's much ado about nothing, and I could care less who's in the bathroom with me. But when it comes to voter rights, I'm very opinionated, and I feel very strongly that there needs to be a national identification somehow or other. We have to agree that the person who exercises the right to vote is the person who he or she says he or she is. But I'm not sure, Richie, do you remember when you were voting in Maryland before you moved to Virginia, whether you had to have an ID or not? I'm going to guess in Maryland you probably don't have to have an ID.
I don't remember.
Take this from me. I have a weird little unique situation here, and that is that when my mom and dad got married, my uncle and my dad were living together originally when they moved out of my grandparents' house. They bought a house together that they shared. Uh-huh. And when my mom and dad got married, they bought the house across the street. And so I grew up across the street from my uncle and eventually my aunt and his two kids. And my dad and I have always stayed registered at that original address because we like to go and vote together. And when I walk into my polling place, it is so ridiculous. I say my last name and they, you know, I say Horn and they say Irene, Chuck, Stephanie, Eric, Mike, or Diana. And let me choose who really? I am.
Wow.
Do you know how unbelievable that is?
Virginia.
And these, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, but these people that actually run the polling place,
not
I could probably
bright.
Put on a fake mustache and walk right in and go, yeah,
in Virginia,
Chuck Lawrence, eh? And,
my polling place, please. I walk in, and my next door neighbor who lives right next door to me
That's
is the woman who checks me in.
Yeah.
She asks for my license.
Yeah. That's good. That's what should be
but
happening.
That's what it should, yeah, it should happen that way.
Yeah.
So in Virginia, you got to have proof. In Maryland, Carrie, you're voting in Maryland. Do you have to have proof, ID, to vote?
I'm voting in Maryland, and you don't have to have, I don't think there are any laws about a voter ID, but last time I voted, I did bring my ID, and we did show them.
Mm-hmm. But did they ask for it?
At the specific one I went to, they did. I'm voting in a different county than I did last time.
Uh-huh.
PG County. You can roll your dog into PG County and vote.
I just don't understand why it's such a big deal for people to show an ID.
I don't either.
And,
it's not. I mean, I voted in New York in the primary last week, and they didn't ask me for an ID, but I gave them one, and the guy looked surprised that I gave him my ID.
Come on. This is
same
nonsense.
Thing. I asked the lady, I'm like, do you want my ID? No, honey. We don't need your ID. Please, lady.
Honey.
I mean, come on.
All right. Okay, so we've hashed that out. Here's something.
Before you leave the ID thing, you know who doesn't have an ID and can't vote if it's in her thing, in her district? The 107-year-old lady who danced with President Obama last
Unbelievable
week.
Unbelievable story.
Did you see
really?
This?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. She's caught in a bureaucratic catch-22 hell. She can't get a photo ID without her birth certificate.
She doesn't have a birth certificate.
And she can't get a birth certificate without
a photo ID.
ID.
Yeah. Yep.
So all these people saw her dancing with President Obama and want to invite her to come, you know, do this, do that special thing. But she can't get on an airplane because she doesn't have a photo ID and can't get the photo ID without her birth certificate and vice versa.
What a country.
I mean, at 107, can't you just get an honorary birth certificate?
Of course.
Here's what I want to ask.
For God's sake, she lived to be 107. Let her do what she wants to do.
Right now, if you were invited to the White House, you would have to send them a copy of your driver's license. And
we always had to do that.
What else?
To the White House.
Right. To get in the White House. How'd she get in the White House without a driver's license?
Richie, you're asking too many questions. All right, I got a question for you. How many? This is Jennifer is going to start this, and we'll go from there. It'll go downhill from there fast.
Why do you do this to me?
You've all heard my Verizon stories in the last month or so, exacerbated yesterday I don't know if I did tell the story, I think, yesterday, didn't I, about them showing up on Friday at 6 o'clock and saying
you
they
told
don't know
me
nothing
break,
about nothing?
Yeah.
Did
and
I tell you on the air?
You did your Italian accent. Hey, what do we care?
Yeah. There was an F word in there someplace, too.
Friendly.
All right, so anyway.
Yeah, friendly.
So I'm working with the State Department of Public Utilities because I have a special line that I broadcast from that Verizon doesn't like to support. And so, without going into too much detail, I'm using something different now. It's not quite as reliable. And because they're on strike, they don't want to deal with whatever the problem is that I have. But they keep lying to the state regulators. And I mean, if I were even the biggest company, monopoly, whatever, I wouldn't be lying to the state. And they know, the state guys know that they're lying to them about why they haven't set up this thing here at my house, which is all put together, but they messed it up, bungled it, and they don't want to take responsibility for it. And the reason I tell you the story is because here we have yet again another a company, a huge monopoly, buying basically another huge monopoly. The feds, of course, approved Charter Communications deal for Time Warner Cable. So they will have the largest, I guess, internet. What would you call it, Jennifer? This is a company that distributes television programming, broadband.
It's broadband,
all the packages that you, and all of the research that's been done, everything that was presented by all the consumer groups, basically laid out the feds and said, if you agree to this, you're ruining the business. Not that Time Warner hasn't pretty much already ruined it anyway. And Comcast and Verizon and all these other outfits. But I just don't even begin to understand. Why do we even bother? You know they're going to get a rubber stamp. You know they buy off everybody. And then people scream about the service that they get. It's because you haven't called your congressman and said to your congressman, I don't want Time Warner to engage with Charter.
You know, when Time Warner, if you remember back, and this was a few years, maybe 10 years ago now, I can't believe it. But if you remember when Time Warner and Adelphia bought Adelphia, and this was a long time ago, the outcry of dissatisfaction from Time Warner customers hit the roof. And that's because cable is different than satellite. Cable is still based a lot on wiring and on what is called a head end, which means that in your local community, there is a hub where all of your cable programming comes from. And while cable operators are moving away from that and trying to adopt more of a satellite model, this is still the case. And so when Time Warner came in and bought all of these Adelphia systems, the Adelphia systems were antiquated, the equipment was old, and it just didn't match with the Time Warner style. Yeah. And people were having major technical issues because the two equipment from these two companies just weren't meshing. And that's what happens when you have cable companies collide like this, because they're run in different ways. And then when you try to smush two technologies together, there's always an issue at the beginning. But, you know, I've always said, and this is the same thing in the radio industry and a lot of industries, radio, cable, we all try to compete with satellite. Instead of celebrating the beauty of being local, radio has the leg up on being local in a community. Cable has the leg up on being local in a community. That's something that satellite will never have. And instead of celebrating that, both radio and cable have just tried to adopt the satellite model, and it doesn't always work out.
Nope, it doesn't. All right, thank you for explaining that. That's good. Richie, guess what the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 positions
Prince.
Are on the... Thank you. The
you
billboard...
You finish the question, Richie. Come
nah,
on.
I don't have to. The Billboard top 100 albums this week. The number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 positions already occupied by Prince. Now, you talk about the dough that his stepbrother or stepsister or whoever...
No, it's his whole sister. He's got his whole sister.
Yeah.
6 step-siblings.
Yeah, well, there's going to be another...
Half-siblings.
Already, it looks like there's $100 million more in that pot than there was before he died.
Prince record sales jumped more than 40,000% since his death.
Since his death. Mm. What a shame.
40,000%.
God. What a shame. 44 past the hour on Good Day. I would like to help you get a good night's rest. Jennifer, yes or no? Good night's sleep last night?
Questionable.
Yeah. All right. Victoria, yes or no? Good night's sleep last night?
Terrible sleep.
Really?
Yeah, my neck is killing me.
Oh. Kara, good night's sleep last night, yes or no?
Yes, I'm the anomaly, apparently. Yes.
No, I had a good night's rest last night. What about you, Richie?
No, bad. No. Terrible.
Okay. So why do we put up with this? Why do we not get a MyPillow to fit you so that you will sleep better? This is silliness. And a lot of people will tell you the same thing. 3 out of 5 here in our survey didn't have a good night's rest last night. I happen to have, we've shared a pillow. And Meredith didn't know that she had one. I'm not sure why she didn't know, but she didn't. And I have one here, but I wasn't together with her last night, but I wrapped myself around the MyPillow.
Were you hogging the MyPillow?
I was. I hogged the MyPillow.
Calling
last
it Meredith.
Night. Yeah. I really like this because the fit is good. If you would like to have that fit that's just the right thing for the right places in you, whether it's your and by the way, Victoria, if you put those words together, very bad thoughts or things, your neck isn't killing you. Your neck is stiff and sore.
But okay. Could you imagine if your neck really was killing you? That would stink.
No, it can't.
Yeah. Right behind you the whole time.
Yeah. So the MyPillow that I have doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. It can be washed. It can be dried. And it'll help you because you will. It's sort of like, I don't know if you want to use another product as an example, but the Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Now, Tempur-Pedic has their own pillow, and I don't like them. I like the Tempur-Pedic mattress, but the Tempur-Pedic pillow is awful. This is a good combination with the Tempur-Pedic mattress. So whatever the combo is, you know what kind of mattress you're sleeping on, Richie? Even? Do you know whether it's a Serta?
It's a Sealy, Serta, something or other.
All right. Jennifer, what kind of a mattress you're sleeping on?
I think it's an Ortho mattress.
Isn't it amazing? People don't even know what they're sleeping on.
And I just bought it a couple of years ago, too.
No. Well, if you were listening to Meredith, you would, and I got this as I was moving things around here. 7 years, the mattress goes.
Oh. And you know what? That is
and
so
even
true.
That, when you think about it, the pillows and stuff, the gross stuff that crawls around inside your pillow, inside of your mattress.
Yeah. The skin.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I was having a back issue a couple years ago. And my dad's like, it's your mattress. Get a new mattress. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's
not.
It
is.
And sure,
yes,
it is.
Absolutely, it is.
Got a new mattress.
Yep.
The next morning, I felt better.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
What about you, Victoria? What do you sleep on? You know what the
It's from Crate and Barrel, so I don't know what the mattress is, but I'm sure it's some sort of brand that they did. But anyway, it's not great, so I had to get a 2-inch memory foam thing on top of it.
Yeah, put it on top of it. And so get rid of the bad pillows, get one pillow, MyPillow, and then get, if you call 800-874-8985 right now, use the code DS, you'll get 2 for the price of 1. 1 for you and 1 for your partner. 800-874-8985. Use the code DS for the free pillow. 800-874-8985.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here's your child beginning to express their individuality in ways you don't approve. Well, adolescents, you gotta love them, so don't be surprised when your child says, I want to get my navel pierced and I really need a tattoo. What to do? Here's the social science of it. First, be flattered that your child spoke to you before they had it done. But if it's totally against your family values, feel free to say no way and stick to your guns. Do not allow your child sulking or whining to weaken you. If it's possible, compromise in areas like clothing style where you can allow some freedom. What's the cheap psychological trick? Each generation has their own sense of style. So what did you do to annoy your parents? Well, it's just payback time. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, aqueduct, open gates and rearrange pipes to restore water flow. A little pricey at $3, but it's a really fun puzzle game. Aqueduct. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This tennis star won more than 200 matches in her singles career, but was once the world's number one ranked doubles player. And she's probably sold more posters than any tennis player in history. So, where is Anna Kournikova now? Injuries forced an early end to Anna's pro career, but she hasn't put down her racket. She's involved in world team tennis, and she got together with doubles partner Martina Hingis in 2010. She also filled in for Jillian Michaels on NBC's The Biggest Loser in 2010.
Please say hello to Anna Kournikova!
I'd say Anna's dominance on dorm walls remains unchallenged. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand.